Well, Barry Rattray, the announcement today of the realignment of harness stakes, and it sees about $230,000 taken off feature races and put into what we might call the lower stake grid, and will give us an extra 30 races to be raced for with that money during the next season. Your opinion on that?
Well, Peter, I think it's a good thing. I think it's been a necessary business decision for the for our board to make. It also gives us out here more opportunities to earn a dollar for our owners, and more incentive to breed and give us more more finances with which to be able to breed more stock and hopefully bring our the quality of our racing stock up.
Now, we have taken money off the feature races, and we can go through those, which is the Australian Derby, which is the major one that's been affected. It's no longer on the calendar, and the $100,000 prize money is taken away from that race, and that's the major contributor to the extra $230,000 to be put into the lower class races. Also, the City of Launceston Cup has been reduced from $50,000 to $20,000. No change to the Easter Cup or the Golden Mile, and the three-year-old championship is cut in half from 20 to 10, and the Mother of Pearl from 20 to 10. The Tasmanian Pacing Club, it retains its, at least it retains its Group 1 status for its Tasmania Cup, but is reduced from 125 to 100,000. The George Johnson, cut back from 50 to 20,000, to 30,000, so I should say. The Metropolitan Cup reduced, and the Hobart Pacing Cup and the three-year-old Guineas both reduced by half to $10,000, and the Devonport Cup cuts back $5,000 to $20,000, and the other three feature races on the card that night, which is the Devonport Sprint, the Mares Race and the feature four-year-old race, all cut from $20,000 to $10,000, leaving $230,000 extra in stakes, and they will go into 30 races over the season, of which 20 races will be Sunday Twilight races, each staked at $7,000, and 10 races on Monday and Wednesday Sky Meetings staked at $4,700, but an additional $43,800 will be added to those to make them staked at $5,000, those extra races. So overall, it's quite a substantial input to a lower grade extra race on programs. And you, your feelings on those?
Look, I think that's a real good thing. Quite obviously, our standing within the racing community, with our lack, sometimes our lack of turnover, needs to be boosted. These measures have been taken to boost that position from a board point of view. But that strengthens our business, our core business. Without our core business being strong, it's all right to have things at the top. But if you haven't got a core business and you don't look after your core business, then pretty soon the top falls over as well, you know.
So overall, you're pleased with the realignment of these stakes for harness racing for this season and beyond?
Look, I think that's a... I think that's a much better scenario for local participants with which to say, look, the opportunities are enhanced. There is more opportunities for us to go forward and earn dollars. There is more opportunity for us to earn a living out of it, both as a hobby trainer and as a professional. Equally, a breeder has more opportunities with which to breed his stock and get a return for his the dollars he spent. If we don't look after those group of people, and I know numbers have been bandied around about horses, if those group of people aren't looked after, then numbers of horses won't flow onto the racetrack. We won't have full fields and we won't have a good product. And ultimately, we must have a good product. We must have full fields to take our industry forward.
This decision, do you think that will encourage more people to want to continue to buy more horses?
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. It gives you more opportunities. The more opportunities that you that you're given, and the more return that you're given. And let's face it, most of us have average horses. Hopefully we're all aiming for the better ones, but very few of us have those rare ones that come along that earn the big money. And there's you find one of those horses, there is plenty of opportunities, not always here, but there is plenty of opportunities for those horses. It's the ones at the bottom end of the scale that if you can get a little earn out of them and get out of them, and then you can move into something else. Nothing better than seeing someone make a few bob out of the game.
Barry Rattray, thanks very much for your time.